The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Pleasant 72 degrees, I believe, here in Easton this morning. And it's really nice. It's not windy. It's not raining. Although we desperately need the rain. We desperately still need the rain. No question about it. So, but here we are. Deer's antlers are growing pretty good. The fawns are starting to get big. Those that are, it's a kind of a staged out birth progression here in the spring for fawns, because the deer are bred at various times in the fall, starting about mid-October to sometime even in mid-January. So with the 200-day gestation period, you'll see those fawns spaced out over a couple of months. So if you're out there watching your deer and you're starting to see some fawns, well, that's perfectly normal. We're right in the middle of the fawning season. So I would say likely the bulk of the fawns have already been born, but we still have to caution people just about every year not to pick them up, not to see them if they're abandoned and think that they're, you know, they're homeless or orphans or anything else, because normally Ma's right around the corner. She's right there somewhere. And, just leave them go. And the mother will be there to pick them up and take care of them. No question about it. What else is going on? Regulations. Yeah, the book came out, The Guide to Hunting and Trapping. I've seen that. It's a couple of dealers that the books have been printed and distributed. The only thing not in the regulations is the waterfowl seasons for 2026-2027. Those still have not been entered into the Federal Register by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So that's an ongoing ask from game departments all across everywhere, especially here in the Mid-Atlantic Flyway, because people want to know. They want to plan their seasons. They want to know how many birds they're going to have, what their season length is. We believe it's 45 days and two birds this year, but until that official, that's the proposal at least, but until that official comes out, we won't know that for sure. So that's coming. The other thing that hasn't happened is that as of yesterday, I believe, which was a holiday, of course, I don't believe the e-regulations have been put online on the Department of Natural Resources website, but I'm waiting for it. There's some things I want to collect off of that and print in the Hunting Quarterly, especially the drone regulations. So we've got a good article coming up on the use of drones and the positive and the potential negative aspects of the use of drones for deer recovery. So we've got all that going on. What else? Been traveling Delaware a good bit, and Southern Maryland, trying to build the advertisers in the number of advertisers in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly and for the fall issue, and we're finding some pretty good results, so we're happy with that. So we look forward to that issue. Another announcement will be coming soon on that, as far as the Hunting Quarterly is concerned. A good thing. So we're just looking forward to a good July and August here for sure. And, of course, our 250th anniversary of the country, founding of the United States of America. And, we hope we can celebrate your freedom. We can celebrate our freedom together, that's for sure. I think we do have a show on July 4th. Do we not, Aaron? I think July 4th is a Saturday this year. So we're greatly looking forward to that. I don't know if Aaron has anything special planned as far as music or anything like that, but, you know, we'll see what we can do. Right, buddy? He's on the phone, apparently. He's not listening to me. Aaron, are you there, bud? That's fine. That's fine. That's very good. And that's what we're here about, is to talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors with our listeners. And that phone number is 410-WCBM-680. Free fishing tackle coming up here in the last Saturday of the month, and we'd like to get as many contestants in as possible. That number seems to be building up pretty good. If you'd like to take your chance at winning a nice bass fishing package from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman, and then we've got a topwater bait and a couple of crankbaits in there, and a jig, and what do they call them? Anyway, chatterbait style lure in there as well. And I've seen them and used them, and they work really good. So Tim's cranking away on the lures. So who's our first caller there, Aaron? Do we have one? So did he want to get in the contest but not go in the air, or what did he want? Oh, okay. Well, this is WCBM 680. We are a 50,000-watt AM station with a giant footprint that goes south and east. We broadcast to York, Pennsylvania, Frederick, Maryland, and then east and south from there. Someone said we're able to be heard 44 miles out in the ocean. I don't know if that's accurate or not. Do you, Aaron? I have no idea. But yeah, somebody said that years ago. We do cover the Eastern Shore, Delaware, Annapolis, and you know, we bend southeast. So anyway, that's our signal, and it works out really well. You'll hear that little beep in the background from time to time. That's folks texting us during the show, and sometimes they're friendly messages or comments on callers or whatever. And that's John B., and he says, good morning. He's running a little late. Well, you didn't miss anything, John. We didn't start talking about too much yet. A little wrap-up of things that's going on. So, anyway, that's where we are. Okay, let's get some calls in here. We're good to go, that's for sure. And I'd like to hear from you. I really hope we get some calls to direct our conversation, because I did not have time to do any really, really pre-planning of the show. I'll just go with what I'm learning as we go along this week. Now, Delaware enacted a number of changes to their hunting seasons. If you're listening from Delaware, they've opened up everything to Sunday hunting. All Sundays and all seasons is open for Delaware. No restrictions on Sunday hunting. Unlike Maryland, who has a stupid carve out where you got to stop at 10:30 in the morning in some counties, and other counties you're allowed to come back in the woods, but only till sunset, from 3 o'clock till sunset, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in Kent County and Talbot County. So, you know, that whole chart is in the regulations book as usual, complicated and hard to read, and you know, it's all on one page, really hard to understand, but it is what it is. So, you know. Ah, mercy. Black bears, your preference points that when you apply for the black bear lottery and are not successful, you get what are called preference points, which, if you know, every preference point gives you another chance at hitting the lottery. New this year, hunters will no longer lose accumulated preference points if you fail to enter the lottery drawing or purchase a preference point in a given year. You can buy a preference point to keep in the lottery if you don't want to, you know, if you want to not hunt that year but stay in the lottery. Well, you're not going to lose those preference points if you miss a year. That's how that works. So once you're selected in the lottery, your preference points reset to zero. So I hit the lottery last year. Chris harvested a bear as my sub-permittee under my bear permit, and now I have zero preference points. If I'm not selected this year, my preference points start again and will not be lost, even if I skip a year. And that's how that works. So, anyway, 410-922-6680. Let's hear from you. We did hear from one of our listeners who made a trip to one of our sponsors, and that would be Madonna Seafood. Had a very enjoyable time for a retirement party. Said the service is great, the food is great. So we are proud to recommend Madonna Seafood to any of our listeners who would like to make that trip to the Baltimore-Harford County line right up Delaney Valley Road. And it's a short trip off the Beltway, but good food, that's for sure. We do know that. So, you know, we're also soliciting new sponsors for the Outdoors and Radio show, too. We're going to have a full plate in the fall, like we did. I hope everybody's going to return. And we also had heard that there's a new expo coming up in March in Cambridge, Maryland. So we attended that last year, and we announced it last year. Another announcement is the Trappers Expo, and their event, their convention, is coming up July 31st, August 1st, and that's at the Agriculture Center in Hagerstown. A lot of things going on there. Lots of things going on. They'll actually go out Friday and set a trap line. People can go and check that, and then at the next day at 7:30 in the morning, you can ride along on the wagon and check the traps and see if anything was actually caught. But you'll learn how to set traps, where to set traps, and you'll see the results. And don't worry, it's not out of season. These fellows are animal control specialists who are licensed to do that, and it's all authorized. And of course, none of the animals are harmed. They're all set free if they're trapped in a foothold trap. So that's that. Let's see what we've got going on here. Yeah. ask for Ruby, your server at Madonna Seafood. Of course, Madonna Seafood is, they've been with me for 15 years, not on the radio, but in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. They're the ones on the back cover and have been there for 15 years, no question about it. So, I need some coffee, folks. I hope this isn't too hot. Hang on. Elixir of life. Good coffee. So that's pretty much the rundown. The other things that have happened in Delaware is that they have released a list of what calibers are available. Some of them were left off the list because of they do it weird in Delaware. It's all about cartridge length and things like that. So because the cartridge length of a 45-70, although it's a straight wall cartridge, is too long, you're not allowed to use a 45-70. You're not allowed to use a 450 Marlin, which is what I use, because the cartridge is too long. But you can use, now you are able to use a 400 Legend. And that's the one that people were so waiting on. Some of the calibers are okay, but, you know, they call them pistol/rifle cartridges. For some reason, they won't just simply call them straight wall cartridges. So there are some exceptions to that. So you better check the list, that's for sure. But, yeah, I can't use my 450 in Delaware, so I will have to use a shotgun during the shotgun season, because I am not right now planning on purchasing a legal straight wall cartridge for Delaware, because I have a legal straight wall cartridge firearm for Maryland. Our writer for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Jim Amrine, wrote a story about the straight wall cartridges and what was available. But before it became legal in Maryland, Jim said to me, "Alan, I'm shooting a 450 Weatherby, and I love the gun. And I said, okay, what's special about it? He says, well, it's got a lot of energy. And he said, I take it for bear hunting in Maine every year. I said, okay, cool. He said, you ought to get one if you're going to continue to hunt bear in New Brunswick and Maryland and wherever. And I said, okay, take a look at it. So he finally convinced me, and I said, he called me one day, and he said, I found one. I said, okay, where'd you find it? He told me. I said, all right, you buy it, I'll pay you for it when I see you. He said, all right. So it was original Marlin in the, was it Model 96, whatever they call that, the lever action. And I was very happy to get it. It was manufactured by Marlin before they sold to Remington. So I got it. I paid $800 for it, which is not out of line for a modern centerfire rifle. So I'm at a sporting goods store in Delaware, and there's one on the rack. And I go, oh, cool, there's a 450 Marlin in the original Marlin. And it was very similar to mine. I mean, it just looked just like it, basically. Same vintage and everything else. $1,399. Wow. Wow. I've got a good deal on mine. So I was tickled to see that. So that's just a little anecdote. I'm always looking at firearms because I get into so many gun shops and looking for bargains and looking for things that I like. And I like the lever actions. I have a Model 284 Winchester that was my dad's in the Winchester Model 88 lever action. I've got a 35 Remington in a Marlin, a 450 in a Marlin. I've got the 1950 30-30 engraved at the factory. That's a really handsome-looking gun. That's a Winchester Model 94. I've got a Winchester Model 94 in very nice condition that was built the same year I was born. I just purchased a 300 Savage in the Model 99 Savage, made in 1954. I didn't know it when I purchased it, but that was the deer gun my grandfather had, was a 300 Savage at Model 99 lever action. So you can tell I really like the lever actions. Even my 22 Magnum is a 255 Winchester lever action. Not that I don't like the bolts. I mean, I've hunted for years with my Ruger 270 and taken a lot of deer with it. And of course, shotguns, you know, I do have a 1187 with a deer barrel with the cantilever scope mount on it that I've never mounted because I've got another Winchester. I'm sorry, I've got another Remington special purpose deer gun that Kathy bought me for my birthday many years ago when I was in the middle of the managed hunts out in Howard County. So, you know, I've got plenty of firearms. I've got the H&R single shot in 20 gauge slug gun. It's the 12 gauge bored out to 20 gauge, a heavy barrel gun, very extremely accurate 20 gauge. You know, I have no hesitation to shoot a deer at 150 yards with that. So it's a good gun. I have just not bought into the madness of the Legend series for straight walls for guns. Now, however, I will tell you this, the Legend series, the 350 and the 400, the 350 has a very, very limited recoil. It's great for a youth hunter. A lot of kids are taking a lot of deer with the 350 Legend. And then the step up from that is the 400. So, and that's what Chris bought for hunting in Delaware and Maryland. So anyway, a little gun talk there. Please interrupt me with a phone call. Enter the Fish and Tackle Contest. You call in. Just simply leave your name and number with Aaron and go on the air with me, and all you got to do is say hi. I think it's time for our break, though, don't you, Aaron? And let's talk about this. Let's talk about our great sponsor, Backyard Billy's. So, you know, you've put it off for a couple of years, and now is the time. Summer's here, as we know, with the weather. Geez, oh, Lou, it's been hot. Time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. Father's Day. You know, you missed Mother's Day. Father's Day is tomorrow. 4th of July is right around the corner. If you're going to have a celebration, why not stop by Backyard Billy's on Kent Island? That's your go-to place for making backyards fun. Giant selection, a tremendous selection, huge selection. I can't say enough. They've got a colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including those tables and chairs in every kind. You know, table for 10, table for 4, square, round, octagon, high boys, look like surfboards, you name it, they've got it. And also 1,000 Adirondack chairs for your patio, for your yard. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island in Backyard Billy's backyard. And you also find gym sets for the kids, about 5 different varieties of those. Tiki bars, storage sheds, pergolas, gazebos, sheds, lots of sheds, plenty of sheds. They have sheds, and they have greenhouses. And they have greenhouses that look like sheds and sheds that have half shed and half greenhouse. So you can store all your stuff and grow your plants all in the same little building there. Dog kennels, chicken coops, free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's showroom, check out the barbecue grills, the Kamado Joe, the Big Green, I think Kamado Joe's gone. Big Green Egg is what they specialize in, charcoal grill smokers, that's for sure. A huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas, and I have to mention those. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget, and Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. We'll talk more about that. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new Old Time Shooting Gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic 22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only 10 bucks. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Cool Ice.
That's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Go to Gary in Dundalk. Morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning.
What's going on, brother?
I have a technical question.
All right.
On crabbing from my pleasure boat.
Okay.
How many traps are you allowed, and what's the preferred bait right now?
How many traps are you allowed?
Well, traps, let's see. Yeah, from your boat. And
yeah, I get it. Yeah. Now, are you going to use you going to use the open top crab traps? Right. What are you going to use?
Yep.
Okay. Give me a minute here. Give me a minute.
Yep. I'll find open off. Tops.
Yeah. Have you used the rings at all? Have you ever used the rings, the cloth or the metal rings?
For never.
Never. They're not too bad. Let's see. Boat limits. Day a week, size limits, crab pots. All right. Are you licensed or unlicensed?
You mean did I buy the stamp?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. You're allowed up to 30 traps.
Really? All right.
Rings or combination of both. They must be marked with a buoy.
Okay.
Bearing your DNR ID, unless
right.
attached to a pier wharf or boat. Traps must have a flat bottom, measuring no more than 20 inches by 15 inches, and have no more than 4 articulated sides.
Okay.
Net rings must have a diameter less than or equal to 30 inches.
Okay.
Good.
And what's the flavorful bait right now?
Oh, it's always going to be razor clams in a bag. If you can't get razor clams, then
right.
go with alewife, go with chicken necks or fowl necks.
Gotcha. All right.
All right.
Yeah. And last question: when is the magical drawing?
Yeah, last Saturday of the month. It's about 6:30
okay.
in the morning.
And all right.
I think you're in it, aren't you?
I am now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
So, you know.
I'm glad to hear that. So, very nice. Yes,
good. Oh, and good last book, by the way, magazine, by the way.
What about it? Oh.
It was very good. Yeah. Very informative. I like it.
Yeah. Aaron Loves Crabs? Is that the first one you've ever seen?
No. No, I got an issue last year.
Oh, okay. Well, we've been at it for 15 years. So.
Right. But it's quarterly, right?
No, the Crab Magazine is annual, once a year.
Yeah, that's what I got one last year. I went down to the place you told me.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Dynamite.
Very good, Gary. I appreciate the call. Are you fishing today or just crabbing this weekend?
I am. Oh, yeah, maybe that's a good question. Busy today, but I'm thinking about going tomorrow.
Yeah, I got you.
Can you go on Sunday?
Plenty of. Can I go on Sunday?
No, can I go? Can you go on Sunday? That's what I meant.
You can go on Sunday. Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, bye. Absolutely. All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Sunday is tomorrow is Father's Day and first day of summer and the longest day of the year. So, you know, plenty of daylight to do what you got to do. So enjoy your day tomorrow, that's for sure. Anybody else on the line there, Mr. Aaron? All caught up. Gotcha. All right. Very good. We got a couple guys entered on by text, which is also legal. And also legal is to enter by email. And that's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Make sure, though, that you get put your first and last name and your telephone number on email. Make the subject fishing tackle contest. Contest is always good to say something like that. So anyway, that's how that goes. So always nice to talk to our listeners rather than just hear them on text. It's always great to have the interaction with the rest of the listeners as well, to hear your comments and your, you know, and questions and answers live and in person. We like that. So, what else do we need to talk about, Aaron? We're halfway through the first hour. We took our first break. We'll do our second break here shortly, but let's get some callers coming in at 410-922-6680 and get on that fish and tackle contest. We'd love to do that. I've just got it. There's Chris in West Virginia. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Alan. How are you?
I'm well. Sorry we got cut off last
time.
You know, we got cut off last
time. I had some technical difficulties here with my internet. What do they call that? Something in the works. I can't think of the terminology for it. But, yeah, I had problems with the internet and the phone for a couple hours in the morning.
Yeah, no, that happens. That happens.
Yep.
So, technical difficulties. I have them here every now and then. The internet goes off. The last time the internet went off here at the house, I called Eastern Utilities. Handles all of our internet, our TV, our gas, our electric, our water, our car garbage. I mean, it's one bill at the end of the month, and it covers all of that stuff. And I'm very happy for that. That's all stuck together like that, but. Wi-Fi went out. I called them. I said, what's going on? They said, well, you should have it restored right now. And I turned one of the TVs on. I said, yep, it's back. I couldn't get on my computer, nothing. They said, well, apparently a squirrel chewed a wire at one of our facilities. I'm like, okay. And they're out there fixing it right now. So, doggone squirrels. So.
A buddy of mine sent me, this is several years ago, a grizzly bear got into the Sprint wires and chewing on them, and the bear got electrocuted, and gosh, it was a huge grizzly bear, but it's got pretty good pictures of that.
Well, I have to take a look at that. Yeah, that's for sure. See if that's available online. Or was these personal pictures?
I'm on my computer. Well, of course, I'm on my computer now.
Yeah, were these personal pictures or were these pictures that were online?
This was sent to me in an email.
Oh.
I'm looking back to see. Gosh, this is from 2008.
Okay, that's a long ways back. Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, I could forward it to you.
Yeah, forward it to me. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I'd love to see it.
All righty. I'll do that as soon as I get off the phone with you.
Cool. Cool.
I don't know if you heard about this. Vermont, they're trying to reintroduce mountain lions to Vermont.
Oh, good God. Good for them. Another misguided attempt at wildlife management.
Isn't it the truth?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway,
yeah, I keep hearing about coyotes, you know, how they were introduced in the East. You know, they had DNR, you know, the guy was there when they unloaded the trailer and let him out of the trailer. And you know, I do know there were some coyotes introduced into Maryland. They were trapped in the West and introduced into Maryland for the horse crowd, the fox chasing crowd. They thought it'd be a little more sporting to chase coyotes, but the insurance companies had nothing to do with it. I will tell you that, to cut down on deer damage and paying out insurance claims. We're going to get 30,000 on average car encounters with white-tailed deer and sika deer per year in Maryland, no matter what's done. You could introduce cougars, you could introduce gray wolves, you could introduce, you know, whatever you want into the ecosystem. It's not going to cut down on the amount of deer being struck on the by automobiles in Maryland. I can tell you that. So, because I'm seeing them now. I'm seeing the poor does crossing the road to feed their fawns, getting hit on the highways. I'm seeing a few bucks, but not as many as the does that are getting hit. Just people just don't understand, and they just go as fast as they can. You know, they don't understand anything about the abundant deer population in Maryland. You know, they're in a hurry to get somewhere.
Well, I was coming back from town one day, and the road that leads up to my cabin is barely a two-lane road. It's an online road here in West Virginia. Comes up one side of the mountain and down the other, and it's twists and turns and curves and sheer drop-offs.
Typical West Virginia.
Somebody hit a deer there, and I, you know, just left it, and the deer was still alive.
Oh, man.
Ran right over its back.
Yeah.
And, you know, I stopped, and I didn't have a pistol with me at the time. I slit its throat and dispatched it. But I'm thinking, how do you hit a deer on this road? You know, you can't drive much more than 15, 20 mile an hour safely.
I don't know.
And,
first one I hit, I was in a 1968 Blazer that I had, and I'm on my way from one place to another on a back road in the country, and I wasn't speeding. I was just going normal, and the little buck, his little velvet buck, came up over the guardrail, jumped right up over there was a drop-off, and he jumped right up over the guardrail and landed right in the center of the lane, and I rolled over him, and, you know, but he did a little damage on the front of the Blazer, and fortunately didn't do anything to the suspension or the muffler or anything like that, although that's where he was, but that was the first one I hit, you know, so that was years ago. One I hit on 70, doing 70 miles an hour with the F-150, did about $8,000 worth of damage. That was not fun, thumping that thing. That was a buck in rut in the fall. My goodness.
Yeah. So, I used to be a truck driver for about 42 years, and I was just come through Hagerstown, and I see a turkey on the side of the road, and he was just going back and forth, and I knew he was going to fly.
Sure.
And I said, just let me get by him before he flies. And the front end of the truck got by him, and he flew into the side of the trailer, and I was looking in my rearview mirror just to see if he waited, and of course I just see this brown feathers just flying everywhere.
Yeah, ball feathers just out in the atmosphere. I got it.
And one guy who worked for the same company I worked for, he had one flew right in front and came through the windshield.
Oh, that's no good. That's no good. Yeah, I got a ticket. I was up in Western Maryland and hit a turkey. It came up over the hood, across the windshield, up over the roof. and bounced off the truck bed lid and landed. And unfortunately, there was a state trooper right behind me. And of course, the lights come on. He pulls me over. I said, "How can I help you?" He goes, "You hit a turkey." I said, "Yeah." He said, "I got to write you up." I said, "For what?" He said, "Well, you did flip me the bird." So.
That's a good state trooper to get.
Yeah, that's the guy, right? No, that's a made up story, of course. So, just so you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's made up. You can use that if you want. So.
Yeah, you got me on that one, Alan.
Anyway, well,
so I'm
good.
Let you go. Let somebody
All right, buddy. Well,
here.
Have you been fishing yet? You got some great fishing there, and where you are.
I have not. I did buy my license. I've been, I got the chicks, so I'm working on, I got their coop done and taking care of them and the ducks and the garden. The garden is just, we've had a lot of rain down here, and the garden's just, weeds are going crazy. So I got to get out. That's more on my list of things to do, to get out and weed the garden.
Oh, I got you.
I got a blackberry bush, 2 days. A half an hour each day for 2 days. I picked 3 pounds of blackberries each day.
Good grief.
So I made blackberry jam the other day, and I made homemade laundry detergent. So I've been keeping very busy and haven't had a chance to get out fishing.
I got you. Well, hey, look, you're living the life off the grid, so almost. So, you know.
Doing the best I can, my friend.
Enjoy what you got to do, man. I'd appreciate it. I can understand
it. Yes, indeed.
It. Yep. All right, buddy. You have a great week, okay?
A lot of phones around now. A lot of phones coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. So, happy Father's Day, buddy.
Thank you. I won't be able to talk to you next week. I'll be up in Maryland next week, actually. My youngest daughter's getting married. So.
Oh, well, congratulations to her. Very good.
Thank you very much, Alan. And God bless you. And shout out to my buddy Teddy. I got to talk to him today anyway. So, take care of yourself, Alan.
Give him my regards. Tell him happy Father's Day.
I will indeed.
All right, bud.
Stay to you as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. And I sent that to you, so.
Oh, good. I'll look for
it.
Yep, I'll look for it. I see an email came in.
All right.
So let's see. Hang on. Hold on. Let's see. Yes, it did. Power outage at Sprint. Got it. Thank you, man.
Very good, buddy. Take care.
You too. You too. See you.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, right there in Lansdowne. That's what the exit says, exit number 9, Lansdowne. It doesn't say Halethorpe, but 21227 Baltimore is that area, and that's where Clyde's is located. The number there is 410-242-6108, and I will repeat that. But Clyde's has everything and anything you need for crabbing, as well as fishing. They've got rods and reels and line, of course. They've got the beautiful lineup of St. Croix rods. They're very, very popular there at Clyde Sports Shop. And I really enjoy my St. Croix that I bought there. I teamed that up with a Pfluger President Series spinning reel. It's a reasonably priced reel, moderately priced. And the rest of them are available, too. Penn spinning reels. They've got the Battle 2 Series. And they've got all the other brands of spinning reels if you need them for that particular rod, and of course bait casters and bait casting rods and trolling reels, and you know, jigging rods and jigging reels, and all that stuff that you need for striped bass, all the stuff you need for any type of fishing, including snakeheads. They got a tremendous selection of frogs, you know, topwater frogs and things that you can use for snakeheads too. Live and frozen bait and minnows, crab bait, crab traps, trot lines. All the accessories, plenty of nets and measures and gloves and even their own steamers and seasoning for crabs, that's for sure. And if you're fishing for rockfish, Clyde's has circle hooks and bucktails and umbrellas and parachutes and all of the stuff that you need for that. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, 410-242-6108. The website is ClydeSportsShop.com. Clyde's has been around since 1957 and is open 7 days a week. Why not stop by and pick up something for Dad for Father's Day, including fishing licenses? All right. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Hey, Spurrier's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. Yep, still there, corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. And that's where the locals, and even me as a chicken necker, get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the top brands, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, no matter where you live, any make, any model, up to and including tractor trailers and dump trucks and things like that, including little tiny sports cars and all that stuff. So here's a great offer from Bridgestone and Firestone. You can finance that through their for their financing program, and I'm on it. I'm on it. I just made set up a payment, second payment or third payment here the other day. So it's a very nice system. And you know what? Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors. If you own any kind of trailer or ATV, Spurrier's has the tires. And I mean any kind of trailer. I saw some trailers the other day that are just, you know, dualies and big tires and big dump trailers and, you know, landscape trailers. I keep my eye on that kind of stuff. Boat trailers, too. They've got the tires for all that. And, look, don't take that old boat trailer out on the road if you haven't run it for a couple of years. You're going to blow a tire, and you're not going to be happy. Get the tires replaced before you take it. Spurrier's Farm Service Team, their 24-hour truck service and more, has kept Spurrier's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. And, by the way, if you see Mike Spurrier, saw him the other day. If you see him in the shop or about town, tell him you heard about Spurrier's Tire Service on the radio. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or give Spurrier's Tire Service a call in Easton at 410-822-7384. 822-7384. Did I say no appointment needed for tires? It's true. Their website is spurrierstire.com. The phone number again, 822-7384. Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends.
Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog. And it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun.
Granddaddy's gun, yeah. How about that? Well, there at 4 a.m., I had a little six-point show up on the camera. A doe that's been coming in was there at 10 o'clock last night, just checking the reveal and seeing what it's all about. So, I hear music in the background. How about that? Well, we'll talk to you about backyard billies a little more extensively in the next hour. We'll tell you about the fireplace inserts and all the good stuff they've got to heat your house. So, 410-827-4500, backyard billies, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. But I can barely hear the music there, buddy. You might want to turn it up. All right, there you go. Get out, stay out, stay safe. If you have to leave us, go fishing or whatever. We'll be back here after the news. And remember, faith, family, friends, freedom.